Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Rise High Daily, your 5-minute shot of pure mindset motivation, served daily with a side of real talk. Today's topic. Something we all struggle with at times, managing that inner critic, silencing those pesky negative thoughts, and learning to love the amazing human you already are. Ever feel like your brain is playing a constant loop of you're not good enough, you messed up again, or what if people find out you're a fraud? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, drowning in a sea of self-criticism. But here's the thing, we have the power to rewrite that narrative. It's not about being blindly positive all the time, because let's face it, life throws curveballs. It's about becoming aware of those negative thought patterns and choosing how we respond. So, are you ready to take control? Let's dive into 5 mindset moves to help you manage self-criticism and turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. Number 1. Acknowledge it. Don't ignore those negative thoughts, pretending they don't exist, it only makes them louder. The first step is recognizing them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. They are whispers in your ear, not commands you have to obey. Think of it like this. When a thought pops up saying you can't do this, pause and say, okay, that's a thought, I don't have to believe it. You're essentially putting distance between yourself and the thought. Next up, number 2, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this, or would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is based on fear and insecurity, not reality. By questioning those thoughts, you start to weaken their hold over you. Remember, you're way more capable than your inner critic gives you credit for. Number 3, reframe the narrative. Instead of focusing on what you perceive as failures, look for opportunities to learn and grow. Think of setbacks as stepping stones on your journey, not roadblocks. Every mistake is a chance to learn something new and come back stronger. You know that feeling when you finally nail a tough skill? That's the power of reframing turning challenges into triumphs. Number 4, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a loved one. Remember, you're human, and that means being imperfect is perfectly okay. And finally, number 5, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. Make time to appreciate the things you do well and the progress you've made. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself after a mistake. Maybe you bombed a presentation at work or tripped and fell in front of everyone. How did that self-criticism play out? Did it help you learn from the experience, or did it just drag you down? Chances are, beating yourself up only made things worse. You probably felt more discouraged, less confident, and less likely to take risks in the future. But imagine if you had treated yourself with kindness and understanding instead. What if you had said, okay, that didn't go as planned, but I'm going to learn from this and do better next time? That shift in mindset can be incredibly powerful. It allows you to bounce back from setbacks stronger and more resilient. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you mess up. So, what's the takeaway? Self-criticism is a natural part of being human, but it doesn't have to control your life. By acknowledging those negative thoughts, challenging them, reframing them, practicing self-compassion, and celebrating your wins, you can start to manage that inner critic and create a more positive and empowered mindset. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let the noise drown out your own voice. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, it really makes a difference. And until tomorrow, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.